Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
One of the very first times when I was pastoring a little group of people and we spoke in tongues, all of us that were at this thing, there was about, I don't know, maybe 10 people at this thing, and we were all praying and worshiping, and a prophecy in tongues came forth. All of us believed in speaking in tongues, but we had never done it publicly. We had never heard a tongue spoken or interpreted. As far as we knew, we were the first people in 2,000 years that had spoken in tongues. But we believed it could happen. We had talked about it. I'd preached on it. We just never experienced it. And I remember that all of a sudden I just blurted out and delivered this message in tongues. And then they were singing at the time and the guitar was playing, and all of a sudden everything stopped. Nobody was playing the guitar. It was absolute silence. Everybody was just shocked. We had never done this before. And you know what? I had the message in tongues, but I didn't have the interpretation. And I was waiting on somebody else, and nobody was saying anything. And finally I said, God, I know this was you, and it says that it has to be interpreted. So if somebody else won't interpret it, give me the interpretation. And so the Lord inspired me, and I didn't know how to say it, but I said, I can read a scripture to you that will tell you basically what God was saying through this message in tongues. So I turned over to Joshua chapter 1, where it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. And it goes on to say, be of good courage, be not afraid, be not dismayed. And I read those verses and I said, this is what God was saying in this message. He was encouraging us. And this guy, Marshall Townsley, who had just been born again a short period of time, had never read the book of Joshua, didn't know what it said. And when I started reading this, he said those were word for word what I was thinking that God was giving me as the interpretation, but I was just too afraid. I wasn't sure it was God. But now that you read that, that's nearly word for word what God said. He says, I had this interpretation. And it was a confirmation to him and to all of us, and we all grew through it. But see, that's the way that it came. It wasn't that he had it word for word. It was just he knew that that was what was saying. God was saying, be of good courage. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Meditate in this. When I read this, it confirmed it to him. So I'm saying that this is the way it'll work for you. If you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit knows everything that needs to happen in your life. There isn't a problem that you could face that the Holy Spirit doesn't have an answer for it. And instead of us just embracing this unbelief of the world that, well, God's ways are higher than our ways, we just can't know the things of God, further along we'll understand all. Instead, we ought to say, Father, thank you that I have the mind of Christ. Begin to start speaking in tongues, believing that your spirit is praying the perfect wisdom of God, and then pray that you interpret and expect God to give you supernatural quickening and understanding and guidance about what to do. And then there's going to be faith on your part to step out and trust it. But you know what? If you will begin to do that, and it's a process. You don't start. It's not that I'm saying that I've arrived. I haven't arrived, but I've left. I'm further down the road than what some of you are in this. And when you start, you may not have exactly the same success that I've got. Matter of fact, I've actually found that if I get really occupied with the ministry or focused on something else, you know what? I don't get an interpretation in the first minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Sometimes it takes me 20, 30 minutes. I've prayed an hour before I get into a place to where I am sensitive enough and listening to the Lord that I can receive the interpretation. If you're a person that hasn't developed yourself, if you haven't spent much time in the presence of God, it may take you 2 or 3 days praying in tongues before you get to a place where you can interpret it. But you know what? The process is here. The principle is here. The gift of the Holy Spirit is one of the most important gifts. And people will sit there and downplay it and say, well, it's the least of all gifts. And so I'm just going for the big things. They believe that that's a small gift. I believe that the speaking in tongues is a small thing compared to some of the other gifts. But man, it's awesome. God's smallest gift is one of the greatest things that we could ever have. I'm not going to sit there and turn it down. There's people that think, oh, well, that's not important, because all they think it is gibberish and that you're just edifying yourself. Man, speaking in tongues is powerful. And I promise you that your mind is going to rebel at you saying something that didn't originate with your mind. Your mind likes to be in control. It likes to dominate you. And for you to speak in tongues, and if you continue to do it, it will push you into a realm of faith that, like it says in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And everywhere else in Scripture where it talks about praying in the Holy Ghost, it's talking about speaking in tongues. When you are speaking in tongues, you build yourself up on your most holy faith. It just puts you up into a high level of faith. You need to be doing it. It edifies you, and then you can interpret it. And I tell you what, it'll transform your life. It'll change your life. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. I just want to encourage you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I want to encourage you tonight that if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and this ability to speak in tongues, you need to receive that. If you do have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, man, for the sake of the kingdom of God, start using it. Speak in tongues and understand that it's not just something you do to have a goosebump. It's not something you do just to remind yourself, oh yeah, I got the Holy Spirit, and give you a little bit of satisfaction. It is a tool. It's a weapon. You can interpret it. And you can draw this supernatural wisdom of God out of you, and you can begin to start seeing the miraculous. You know, it's my personal opinion. I don't have any way to verify this, but when I pray in tongues, I don't always get an interpretation right then. But, you know, like last night when we had people come forward for prayer, I stood up here and I started calling out healings, and I can't remember how many, but I had people raise their hand if they saw instant manifestation, and I bet you we had 30, 40 people that instantly were healed. Torn muscles that were instantly put back together and they were able to move. A person that had their sternum cracked or broken and couldn't breathe and was instantly relieved. Dozens of people who had painly. And all of those things I was calling out through a gift of the Holy Spirit. And God, I was thinking when I went back to the room last night, I've been in ministry for nearly 40 years and I have never, and to my remembrance, called out somebody with a broken or crushed sternum. That's a first. I believe that that was God. And sure enough, there was a woman over here that had a cracked sternum. That was a word from God. How do those things happen? I wasn't praying in tongues right here, but you know what? I pray in tongues. I went walking the other day and spent an hour praying in tongues. And I believe that when things like that come, that's part of the interpretation. God gives it to me when I need it. Supernatural wisdom comes. I just can't overstate it, that the baptism of the Holy Spirit and all of the gifts, but specifically I've been talking about the gift of speaking in tongues, is one of the most powerful things that God has ever given us. And it's amazing how seldom Spirit-filled Christians use it. We've got this tremendous gift, this power of God that is greater than an atomic bomb. And we aren't even drawing on it and using it. And the average Christian is going around feeling powerless, as if we don't have anything. God, I don't know what to do. God has put all the wisdom, power on the inside of you that you need. It's just we aren't drawing it out. We aren't mining what God has given us. And man, I just encourage you to use this. If you'll do that, it'll transform your life. It may take a period of time, but I guarantee you this is the principle that can change your life. Let me ask tonight if there's anybody here who doesn't have this baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you don't speak in tongues, somebody says, well, do you have to speak in tongues? No, you get to speak in tongues. It's a privilege. You know what? I'm not speaking in tongues right now. I'm intentionally speaking in English, or what I call English. And I'm not speaking in tongues. So that means that I can control it. The Bible says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. One of the misconceptions and wrong teachings that I believe Pentecostalism has given is that you have to have this overwhelming experience where you just shake and you're so emotional and you're speaking out of control. That's not the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. If you can't control it, if you can't start it and stop it, it's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will not force you. Now, He might inspire you, and because you love the Holy Spirit, you don't want to quit. That's okay. But I'm saying if you just sit there and say that I cannot control it, then it's not God. There's some demonic imitation. Satan will mock and imitate the things of God. And so there's some confusion about this. But you can start and stop speaking in tongues. And so what I'm saying is I believe it's possible for you to have the Holy Spirit and not speak in tongues. Because I have the Holy Spirit and I am not speaking in tongues right now. I'm speaking in English. It's up to me. And there is wrong thinking among people, and they think, well, if God wants me to have it, I'll have it. And they just wait on God to make them talk in tongues. That's not how it comes. It says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, that when the Holy Spirit came, they spake with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. You know, I believe that God inspired what I said tonight. I believe God spoke through me tonight. But He did not take my mouth and make it talk. If I would have stood up here and said, oh God, speak through me, and then I just open my mouth and stick my tongue out and wait on God to make it work, nothing would have ever been said. He did not take control. That's why it came out in my personality. That's why it has a Texas twang. Is because God inspired it, but I'm the one speaking. I'm thinking of these words, but I believe that it's God that's inspiring it. It's the exact same thing when you pray in tongues. Somebody is waiting on God to take them and make them talk in tongues. It doesn't come that way. You speak in tongues. You are making the syllables. It would be easy for you to think that it's you, and that's the reason that you build up yourself on your most holy faith when you pray in tongues, because it's a step of faith to say, God, I'm saying these words, but I believe that You're inspiring it. I'm trusting You. And it's the exact same thing. You can't just open your mouth and wait on God to make it move. You have to speak. But you can receive this gift. And every one of you have the ability to speak in tongues. If there's anybody here tonight who has never received this baptism of the Holy Spirit and spoken in tongues.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.